The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times, which has a new opinion poll out today. Support for Fine Gael has increased, according to the latest poll, with approval ratings for Taoiseach Simon Harris surging since the last poll in early summer. Now, this is the man who says that he wants to go to March, even though he's soaring in the polls. Support for Sinn Féin has fallen since the last poll, while the personal rating of party leader Mary Lou MacDonald has also declined sharply. And the Irish Times themselves say this will intensify pressure on Simon Harris to call an election after the budget. That pressure, of course, will come from his own party. I see Damien English, the latest Fine Gael TD, not running again. So we've about 17 Fine Gael TDs not running. So they've to find new candidates and try and shore up support in those areas. But Simon Harris, no doubt, will be happy with this poll. Mary Lou MacDonald, less so happy with this opinion poll. In the Irish Times, Irish Independent looks at the details about how asylum seekers would have to pay to live here. So asylum seekers who have a job could be asked to make contributions of €238 a week to pay for state accommodation and services. So there are people who seek international protection here who do have jobs, but they are housed by the state and they could be charged for Wi-Fi, food and accommodation up to €238 a week, I assume, depending on what they earn. The Irish Daily Mail, alarm as pension pots worth €2 million to get tax break. These are well-off people who have gold-plated pensions, as it's described, and the finance minister has been forced to defend a tax break for them. These are people on six-figure salaries and with more than €2 million in their pension pot. Sinn Féin's Pearse Doherty says it's like going back to the mad old days. A lot of crime stories in the front of the papers. The Irish Daily Star, gang to rights. The Irish Sun, Ghostbusters. Ireland's biggest drug trafficking mob is in tatters after cops hacked an app used by global gangsters. And then the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, cartel them off. Cartel chiefs Thomas Bomber Kavanagh and Liam Byrne are facing decades behind bars after admitting a bizarre gun plot. Kavanagh enlisted his brother-in-law in his scheme to lead Britain's National Crime Agency to an arms cache in a bid to lessen the sentence he was facing over drug trafficking charges. So they admitted their roles in a gun plot, and then the Gardaí are going to try and smash the rival family gang. So a lot going on with gangland crime in Ireland at the moment. Inside the Irish Independent, we're told how the Apple tax is going to be spent. The government is going to spend the €14 billion on housing, roads and water infrastructure. We already knew that they won't be spending it on day-to-day things, but the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting was last night being held, and Simon Harris told his colleagues that the principles and parameters on how the government will spend the €14 billion will be set out on budget day. So obviously Pascal Donoghue and Jack Chambers will announce in the Dáil how they're going to spend the €14 billion, but it's going to be on water supply, housing and roads. Now, there's always calls to get rid of homework from the president down. Lots of people aren't a fan of homework. New research in the Irish Times shows regular homework for 15 minutes or less can significantly boost student performance. Overall, the study from Maynooth University found that a little and often approach enhanced students' performance and was just as effective as longer duration assignments. You hear some students who spend 3-4 hours doing their homework at night time, actually 15 minutes, short bursts, much more effective if you do it little and often. So people like the president might be interested in that particular report. Lovely story in the Irish Daily Star. And if you haven't seen it yet, try and go online and see this. This is Rihanna meeting Rashida Adeleke last night. And she was at a Rihanna party for her new beauty line in London, on Tuesday night. And as Rashida went to pose with Rihanna, Rihanna turns around and goes, "Are you kidding me? I follow you." So Rashida's a fan of Rihanna, Rihanna's a fan of Rashida, and she says that it was such an inspiration meeting Rihanna, forever breaking barriers in the industry. And Rihanna follows Rashida, which I didn't know, and clearly is a big fan of her. Final story comes from The Telegraph. Smart office wear is making a comeback. Because apparently women are tired of working from home in casual clothing. Sales of tailored trousers have increased by 63% in the past 6 months, with waistcoats up 163%. The office trainer remains popular, but sales of proper shoes have doubled over the last year. And it's all because women have had enough of working from home in comfy clothes. So now they want to dress up again on the days that they're back in the office. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.